It's ugly.
A king should have scars. You fought off a direwolf. You're a warrior, like your father.
I'm not like him. I didn't fight off anything. It bit me, and all I did was scream. And the two Starkil sword, both of them.
That's not true. You killed the beast. You only spared the girl because of the love your father bears her father.
I didn't, I...
When Aerys Targaryen sat on the Iron Throne, your father was a rebel and a traitor. Someday, you'll sit on the throne and the truth will be what you make it.
Do I have to marry her?
Yes. She's very beautiful and young. And if you don't like her, you only need to see her on formal occasions and when the time comes to make little princes and princesses. And if you'd rather fuck painted whores, you'll fuck painted whores. And if you'd rather lie with noble virgins, so be it. You are my darling boy, and the world will be exactly as you want it to be. Do something nice for the Stark girl.
I don't want to.
No, but you will. The occasional kindness will spare you all sorts of trouble down the road.
We allow the Northerners too much power. They consider themselves our equals.
How would you handle them?
I double their taxes. And command them to supply 10,000 men to the Royal Army.
The Royal Army?
Why should every lord command his own men? It's primitive. No better than the Hill Tribes. We should have a standing army of men loyal to the crown, trained by experienced soldiers instead of a mob of peasants who've never held pikes in their lives.
And if the Northerners rebel?
I'd crush them. Seize Winterfell and install someone loyal to the realm as Warden of the North. Uncle Kevin, maybe.
And these 10,000 northern troops, would they fight for you or their lord?
For me, I'm their king.
Mm-hmm. You've just invaded their homeland. Ask them to kill their brothers.
I'm not asking.